Blog Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Guy-Geesh with the Pettawitz Group, and welcome to WRMR, Revenue Marketer Radio. You guys know the drill by now. Every Thursday at 2 o'clock, we meet to talk to real revenue marketers and learn tips and tricks on how to make that transition from traditional marketing to revenue marketing. And it's more than just listening. This is an interactive show, so please feel free to call in or chat, and we'd be happy to include you in the dialogue. Now, the thing, again, that's important about the show is that every revenue marketer on the show began where you are today, and they're here to share their journeys, their successes, and their gotchas so that your journey to becoming an elite revenue marketer will be quicker and smoother. So I don't have experts on the show, only people who are using these technologies and who are making a demand generation and a revenue marketing impact on their organizations. So our guests today are Sandy Lang and Colette Hogan. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Hello.
Now, Sandy, you're calling in from Colorado, and Colette, you're in Chicago. Is that right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Well, we're so delighted to have you guys on the show. Why don't we open with Sandy? Tell us a little bit about your background and tell us what you do at Penton.
Sure. You know, I started at Penton 3 years ago, and it was in a traditional marketing role, you know, a marketing manager. And I worked for the IT and developer group, and my job was to generate leads for all of our core and custom products, so drive people to events, get them to sign up for white papers, et cetera. So that was kind of where I started out. I eventually evolved into directing to be a marketing director, which was managing the team that did the direct marketing as well as all of the vendor communications and the trade shows and events. And recently I've moved into more of a marketing operations role with our deployment of Eloqua. So now I'm kind of overseeing all of our systems from the technology group perspective, such as, the Eloqua solution, Salesforce, and our website.
Okay. Excellent. Now, what's going to be really interesting about today is that we've got two folks from Penton Media to talk to us. And Sandy has been kind of leading the charge around Eloqua and their whole intake of marketing automation and their whole path toward a new way to take a look at revenue. But also recently joining the company was also Colette Hogan. So, Colette, welcome to the show and tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, thank you, and first let me compliment you on your music. I love the Back in Black for the Revenue Marketing Show. That's great.
I do, too. Thank you.
My background has been in media primarily for most of my career, and I've always been on the marketing side looking at going from, you know, casting a wide net to getting to one-to-one marketing. And so the fifth year in using Eloqua in our new rollout of Penton Marketing Services is hugely advantageous to our customers who are looking to drill down to the most qualified lead as quickly as they can to facilitate a sale. So I was thrilled to get here and find that Penton had engaged Eloqua and we're well on our way there.
So what's interesting about the Penton story that everyone's going to listen to today is that, you know, as demand generation marketers, as revenue marketers, they really use Eloqua in two different ways. Number one, they use it internally so that they can create their own marketing qualified leads. But also, you've heard this term mentioned a couple of times called Penton Marketing Services. And so I really would like to start there. And can you guys tell me, either Sandy or Colette, really what is Penton Marketing Services?
Do you want me to take that one, Sandy?
Go for it.
The idea behind Penton Marketing Services was to expand sort of the value proposition that we offer both our readers and our advertisers. In these challenging marketing times and in the changing media landscape of going from print to digital and then really capitalizing on digital opportunities, Penton decided to create a division where, very different from our normal, you know, space and banner ad sales, we're offering advertisers and readers wonderful marketing solutions. And because of the content that Penton has, because of the relationships we have across the 17 vertical markets that we represent, we bring an awful lot to the table to help our clients solve their marketing challenges.
So I'm absolutely fascinated by this. So tell me some more. Will you talk about, you know, clearly give our listeners just a high level look at Penton Media and the brands and the publishing empire that you guys represent. And then I want to come back and ask you some more specific questions around the marketing services.
Okay. Well, Penton covers over 17 industries, and within those 17 industries, we drill down to an incredibly targeted level. And we range in industries from things like agriculture over to very sophisticated technology solutions. And so as we build our products and services, we have to be cognizant of the business needs of all of those audiences. We've got 117 magazines. We have 148 websites. And Penton has been in business for... Now, this one I'm stumped on. Sandy, do you have any idea how long Penton's been in business?
Over 100 years, I know, but not exactly.
Wow. Okay.
And so it's a fascinating challenge for us to, as we're developing these products and marketing solutions, to look at all of the different markets, the different market verticals under the Penton umbrella and say, is this going to realize a marketing need for this group? Or do we need to look at a unique solution, particularly within Eloqua, for a customer whose average price points are this versus someone whose price point might be, you know, this times four.
Okay. So with that as a backdrop, clearly one of the roles that you play is providing leads to people who your advertisers. So, and that's a pretty common model across the publishing world. So maybe you can share with us around what your baseline model is for providing leads to your advertisers, and then what's going to be different about it once you guys start adding these additional marketing services around that.
Sandy, you want to take the first part?
Sure. So our basic model is, you know, working with our advertisers and, you know, really being a go-between between our advertisers and our readers. You know, we have just large audiences that have come to us over the years for our content and our expertise in all the individual markets, and we just really are providing that service as a go-between. So what that would entail would be offering solutions such as white papers, web seminars, virtual events, podcasts, all kinds of different programs where we go out to market to our audience with products or, you know, messages that are very specific to that advertiser and provide them with interested audience members to follow up on to help, you know, further their business. So that's kind of been our traditional model, and we do this through all different kinds of channels as well, but typically the lead gen has been through, you know, email, online, and social.
So let's talk about an example of that, Sandy. So, for example, you may have an advertiser who wants to get a certain message out to readers. So, for example, you know, there may be a white paper either that you have written or maybe they've written, and then you would put that out. And then if someone completes a form to download that white paper, you would share that interest with the advertiser. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So that's how you're doing it today. What's going to be different in this world of marketing services? Maybe we could let Colette take that one.
Well, I think the beauty of Eloqua and where it's really going to be hugely advantageous to our customers is the behavioral data that we can start to glean from the actions people take. So not only did they read this white paper, but if we give them an opportunity to do two or three other things, which direction do they go? Because as well as, you know, at the end of the day generating a wonderful warm lead for a customer, Eloqua allows us to give a whole lot more education to our customers on where were they responsive. You know, a lot of our clients, and certainly me in a past life, had our own versions of, now this is the message that resonates, or this is the offer that resonates. With Eloqua, we're going to be able to test multiple messages, multiple offers, test people's sort of hot buttons on how do they react. And that behavioral data, I think, is going to be hugely valuable to our customers.
I completely agree. Again, you know, as a marketer myself through the years, I have worked with key publishers in my industry to gain interest, you know, through webinars or through white paper downloads, you know, to find people who are potentially interested in what I had to sell. But I would imagine that as an advertiser, you know, if I go to Penton and let's say I'm a, you know, IT tech pro and I really want to find people who just don't download the white paper, but also maybe go to a couple of pages and take a look at some detailed data sheets, then I know that person would probably truly welcome a phone call from me, because that behavior shows me as an advertiser, you know, just how interested that person is. So that's
exactly
the kind of thing that you guys are looking at doing, Colette? Okay, all right. So have you guys begun to pilot this? Or?
Well, as I said, I'm working on a quote right now, but Sandy can talk to some projects we've already done.
Okay, would love to hear about those.
Well, you know, we've been piloting this with some different clients, and mostly what we've done in the past is, you know, through the process of managing our core business, we've utilized Eloqua to gain better efficiency and to fulfill on our programs faster. So just from our own internal needs, you know, meeting that lead fulfillment goal has become much easier through Eloqua, and as we get more and more familiar with the complex, you know, with the system, what we've started to do is to generate lead scoring programs for our own internal use so that we can fulfill on these programs much faster on behalf of our clients. And then we're also working with clients to build pilot programs around lead scoring and lead nurturing that tie into their specific assets. That's kind of been the predecessor to where we're going with the marketing services lead lifecycle products that we've been developing. So we've seen some real results as we become much more sophisticated in using the tool in both meeting our needs, and we're applying that now to our marketing services business.
And I kind of love how you've gone through these phases, because a lot of times, regardless of the size of the company, you know, a company will intake marketing automation, and they're really a lot more focused on the technology than they are on the business results. And clearly you guys were focused on the business results from day one. But you kind of used it for yourself first to understand it, to get up to speed. And then once it was working for you, then you said, wow, this has been great for us, and we know we can add value on top of this for our clients. So that sounds like that was a really good series of stages that you guys went through, Sandy. So when did you guys actually buy Eloqua? Let's kind of go back and let's kind of go through that timeline. You know, when did you buy Eloqua? You know, what made you start thinking about marketing automation? And then we can talk some more about how you guys use it. And then we can go, you know, more into the future and back to marketing services. But let's start kind of like at ground zero with this.
Sure. You know, we started investigating this, you know, basically marketing smarter. Because, you know, we had been doing lead generation for almost 5 years by the time we started exploring a marketing automation system. So in the summer of 2009, we started looking at different alternatives, and in December, we purchased Eloqua. So it's just been a little over a year since we actually have been using the system. And there were a lot of business reasons why this made sense to us. You know, we were really trying to look at ways to be more efficient in how we managed our programs, because we had as many as 120 assets from 50 different clients at a single time. And when you market through other systems that are not designed to have that integrated and single view of the customer, you tend to develop silos and you become very list focused. So we were trying to look at a different solution that will allow us the opportunity to get a better understanding of the client and the audience behavior. And that kind of leads me to the second reason why we were looking at this, is because we knew that, you know, this was not a sustainable model, because we were continually, as we got added on more programs for our clients, we were generating more and more volume, and, you know, sustaining that level of communication to our audience was something that we had to reverse, because we knew that we would end up in, you know, generating list fatigue and would no longer be able to sustain our business.
So those are some of the reasons why you guys began looking at it. And then once you guys began implementing, I know that you guys did a very complex implementation, in that you were working with multiple groups within the company at one time. So tell us what that experience was like.
Yeah, in a traditional or typical implementation, you know, you usually bring in the sales and the marketing group and then a couple of people that are more technical, you know, and when we went through the business process review, which we did with Debbie and the Pedowitz group, you know, we just decided that because we knew this was going to be a big change management project for us, that just limiting it to the marketers and the folks that were directly impacted would not be good enough. So we brought in all of our editorial team because we were going to replace the system that we use for deploying our emails, and we were going to use Eloqua. We brought in all of our developers and all of our integrators. We had our marketing team in there. We had our customer service. We had our ad trafficking team. We had our audience development team and lead generation folks. So we had all of our different marketing groups and a variety of disciplines, not only across the technology group, but from the corporate perspective, because, you know, this is a project that we were piloting within our group to see whether or not it was something that would make sense more broadly for our entire business.
And I will tell you, everyone listening, it was a big group of people. But Sandy really hit the nail on the head when she said, while it wasn't a typical implementation, from a change management perspective, it was so important for people to have a vision around what could be, and having that dialogue across all those separate groups really helped, I think, Sandy build a foundation for moving forward and for thinking about company-wide how a system like Eloqua could be effectively deployed. Would you not agree with that, Sandy?
Yeah, and totally. And, you know, I'm not necessarily advocating this, but I feel that, you know, getting everyone who might be impacted involved in the process from the beginning has just made the project management and the implementation of this so much smoother. And everybody feels ownership, and, you know, it just moves things so much faster down the path. When it came time to deploy, you didn't have to step back and explain what you were doing. And, you know, I will tell you that a real key part of this was having senior-level management involved at all stages of the project, because that really, you know, got people excited and realized that there was the support that they needed to make those changes within their departments.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got, again, large companies or bigger companies, disparate groups. You do need to get that alignment, and there's nothing better than having that key stakeholder, you know, right there in those meetings, and they were absolutely positively involved. So you guys bought Eloqua for all the right kind of business reasons, and then you guys did a business process review, and you went into implementation. Tell us a little bit, Sandy, about your first kinds of campaigns that you guys ran and what you maybe learned from those campaigns.
Well, we started out like we normally did, which was deploying emails to lists. And then we realized that, you know, this was not the methodology that, you know, the reason that we got Eloqua was to utilize the advanced capabilities they had around programs and all of the other aspects. So we started building programs, and one of the initial things that we needed to do is, because our solution is less traditional, is we do not use the forms capabilities in Eloqua as other companies might. We had a different solution for our forms sitting in a different website. So what we did was we did an integration with Eloqua so we could capture that data, and that allowed us to more effectively utilize the program builder capability within Eloqua so that we could tie into any form registration that occurred automatically, was dropped into the program, and then that person was either removed from the list. And it just added to that level, you know, that initial target of efficiency has just gotten so much better. We also are real fond of page tagging capabilities, because this allows us to capture the people that visit our website who are known in our system but maybe are not tied specifically to a certain topic and might have an interest in an asset or a client's solution that we may not have known from our previous efforts. So it allows us to reach out of our database, our email database, which we rely on very heavily, to expand our reach into other audiences.
And that is, again, such a great feature of Eloqua. I want to go back to Program Builder. It's something that Sandy mentioned. It's probably one of the most powerful part of Eloqua. And that Program Builder allows you to basically program if-then statements. So if their name is this, or if they appear on this form, or if they visit this page. You know, it can either be based on a piece of data, or it can be based on a behavior, and you can set up automatic actions based on that. So extremely, extremely powerful. So I do have a question for you, Sandy. This is kind of around that change management. So you had a lot of people in that initial business process review. So were there different parts of the company who kind of ran more quickly to use Eloqua than other parts of the company, and kind of how did you manage that?
Well, I would say that the team that had the most interest is the marketing team, because they're the ones that are sitting in the hot seats. You know, they're sitting between the sales team and the client for fulfilling on campaigns. And really the main pain points were around providing solutions for this group. So we had three different marketing audiences. We had needs for our audience development, which is really our more traditional reader paid and magazine audience. We also had the programs that I called the core lead gen, where we were fulfilling campaigns on behalf of our advertisers. And then we also had acquisition activities. And everybody shared the same audience. They had, all had aggressive goals. And because of the pressure that they were under to fulfill and to meet the requirements, they had the most interest. Another group that we brought in as well is our editorial team, and this is a little bit more unique use of Eloqua, because we have a lot of newsletters that we deploy to our subscribers, and we have a solution in place to do that, but what we're finding is that Eloqua's, been much more effective and has provided them with a better solution as far as more, the interface is much, much more attractive and has generated some really good experiences with our editorial team, because every one of our editors are responsible for developing, writing, editing, and deploying their own newsletters, and so they're all as experts or users of Eloqua as well. So when it came time to actually set up the people within the system that need to have access right out of the gate, if you add all of our editorial and our marketing and our sales and our administrators, we're almost at 50 people right out of the gate. So.
Wow. That's really just amazing. And so clearly, Sandy, as you guys were taking a look at, how you could, improve marketing, how marketing kind of get out of that hot seat and really begin to make more of an impact on the company, you weren't just looking at Eloqua, but you were looking at a couple of technologies that you could kind of knit together that would kind of comprise your demand generation, overall platform. What were the other technologies that you brought in and that you use with and around Eloqua?
Well, we do have Omniture and Google Analytics, and Omniture, I know, is a partner with Eloqua. We also were using DemandBase as a partner for our lead acquisition efforts, and found that, generated new acquisitions and new audience members, we could automatically drop them into a program, run them through a welcome message, and insert them into Eloqua and into our marketing campaigns based on their level of interest. So it allowed us to kind of pre-qualify names that or people that were less familiar with our business and kind of move them sort of down the buying cycle into, free resources and then potentially engaging with our newsletters and, buying products from us.
And I think that is such a great, when I think about linking all these technologies together, I just see that as a great stack, and it seems to be working really well for you guys. And what CRM system, Sandy, are you guys using?
Well, we're using Salesforce.
Okay.
And
so
we did not.
Yeah,
we have Salesforce, and then our .NET Nuke is our database of our web platform. So, and then we also have Merit Direct and Advantage. So we're looking at one of the challenges of, or not the challenges, but the fun aspects of this was looking at all of the different points of data that we had within the company, and integrating all of those audience members into one system. And the real beauty of Eloqua for us is that we never really had a good marketing database solution, and bringing Eloqua into the mix allowed us to have that single view of the customer, and so now all of our integrations are into Eloqua from an audience perspective, which makes everything much more manageable for us.
I have to ask you, because to me this is, for a company like Penton, having that single view of a customer, given just the gigantic number of contacts and digital interactions that you have every day around the world. What has having that single view of the customer done for marketing?
I think it's just been tremendously helpful because, you know, before our audience was always a group of lists, and now we really have an understanding of our audience at the behavioral level. We can understand list crossover. We can understand level of activity versus non-activity, which we didn't have the visibility to in the past. We can get a better sense of the depth of content, of depth of information that we have from a demographics perspective for all of those questions that you ask around industry and company size, and you know these tended to live in different silos as well. So just really, and then of course, combining the traditional open and click-through behavior with all of the behavioral information that we have has just given us a wealth of information on understanding how to better market and better segment our campaigns to our audience. And one thing that it does is it's not only a tactical, but it's a strategic solution for us because we can use Eloqua to go in and understand the different segments and make business decisions based on where we have critical mass or where we see migration or growth into new business areas, and it gives us some insight into where we should be heading in the future.
So, Sandy, having the single view of the customer, clearly it was one of the things, one of the reasons why you bought Eloqua to begin with, but it's one thing knowing and it's another thing experiencing. Was there anything that was a real aha moment for you once you began to have access to this information and you could take a look at it and make better marketing, better targeting, and also better understand your segments?
Well, I would think it's the ability to look to generate, to use the activity-driven content, or I'm not saying that right, but, you know, to look activity-driven content versus just making assumptions around what we thought is now we have an actual way to have the activity-driven content provides us with the ability to really focus very, very specifically on meeting, tying that specific message to the relevant audience. And that was, I think, you know, something that we tried to do with other solutions, but this was a big aha for us because now we're able to do that better. And, you know, one data point that talks to that is when we were prior to Eloqua, it took us about 174 days to fulfill on a typical campaign being, you know, let's say 200 leads for a white paper for a specific advertiser, and we've dropped that in half.
Oh, wow.
In the time period that we've used Eloqua. So, you know, less than 90 days to fulfill on a lead generation program because we're much smarter and more capable than we, you know, had been in the past.
That is absolutely totally. I mean, that's an amazing metric right there. And also, Sandy, maybe you can share with our listeners if you feel comfortable sharing. What I mean, you know, for example, give people an idea of just what the sheer volume of data is that you guys have to work with, like perhaps the size of your contact database or the number of emails that you guys send out, if you feel comfortable sharing those numbers.
Well, our audience size is about 1.2 million. And one thing that we noticed with Eloqua is that, you know, in the past, even coming up with an understanding of how many unique people we had was difficult. And now we can break down our audience into, you know, are they active, are they not? Are they active in the last 6 months? Are they engaged? Are they part of our core paid products? So we have this funnel of demographics starting all the way from prospects all the way down to what we can consider to be kind of key audience members. As far as volume of email, we send out a considerable amount, probably over 10 million a month across all of our groups from a technology perspective. So it is a large volume of email, and that was one of the elements that we were looking at trying to address is reducing that volume so there's, you know, just less fatigue on our overall audience and more relevancy in messaging.
Absolutely. And Colette, we're going to get to you in just a minute. I've got some great questions for you around the marketing services group, but I just have one or two more questions for Sandy. So, Sandy, you know, at the beginning of the show, you kind of talked about what your role was within the company, and you also talked about how your role had changed within the company. And I think the term you use now was marketing technologist or marketing operations.
Marketing operations is kind of where it's evolved. And, you know, we have the marketing team who we have, you know, marketing managers and the directors of the marketing team that are, you know, working day in and day out with the editorial and the sales team and working on fulfilling campaigns. And, you know, through the process of integrating Eloqua, I've kind of stepped into a new role where I kind of oversee the process and project management and, you know, future growth of our utilization of Eloqua. And that includes integrations with all the different systems and managing the data and making sure that all the data points are continuing and that we, you know, have the appropriate level of, you know, opt-out solutions. And, you know, it's just there's a lot of things that are involved with the management of and implementation of Eloqua.
Well, there absolutely is, especially in a company the size of Centen with the kind of business needs that you guys have. And, it, you know, many of the listeners, if you've listened to multiple shows, you've heard us talk about the rise of marketing operations as a instrumental and core group in companies of a certain size. And actually, my good friend Gary Katz of Marketing Operations Partners, you know, actually does a lot of work in this area. And we're seeing it just like in the days of sales, when sales began to intake and use CRM, there was a whole sales ops group to knit together the technology. And also to act as a business analyst, too, to take a look at the data and to make sure that the data was, you know, being driven in the right way. And we're seeing the same kinds of things as marketers evolve. You know, what is the technology? How do you knit the technology together? Are we getting the best and highest use that really meets our business goals? So I think that's a great role, Sandy, and I'm really glad to hear that you've got that one, because I know that at Penn that's something that's really, really required. And there are even there's a group called Mocha, which is actually an online group. It's an organization that is just for marketing operation professionals. So this is an area of quite high growth within the marketing arena right now. So and one that's really, really, really needed. Well, let's move to historically what Penton has done with Eloqua. You know, the idea the whole time was two uses. Number one, let's use it for ourselves. And number two, let's use it to improve the kinds of services and value-add marketing that we can provide to our advertisers. And clearly, Sandy has led that charge from day one. And then along the way, once they got their feet under them and they were doing a good job using Eloqua themselves, then they begin to get more tactical around their strategic plan to bring to market, you know, Penton marketing services. So, Colette, we had talked a little bit about these services, but maybe you could tell us a little bit more around, you know, when you think about Penton marketing services, what's going to be the big difference to the advertiser of how will they benefit from these services that they didn't benefit from before? What's new about them?
Well, I think what's new is in the past we primarily gave our advertisers an opportunity to promote their brand in a variety of mediums, whether it was in print, online. We were able to promote their brand, and we were able to provide content to go along with the very first part of what we're calling lead life cycling, lead generation, in the creation of white papers and using our own content to help the clients. Now, when we're looking at Penton Marketing Services, we're sort of breaking across three areas of expertise within our company: content, web services, and lead life cycling. And the notion behind those three is that we allow our advertisers, we will now be able to work with our advertisers to really sort of reach the customer from all parts of the buying cycle, not just the branded advertising, but, you know, initially, are we targeting the right people? To Sandy's earlier point, are we targeting the right people with the content that we're giving? You know, a lot of people make assumptions of this white paper will resonate with this audience, but as we're going to certainly find with Eloqua, we'll be able to follow up on, actually, of that audience that we thought we had, and let's say within that audience there's five different specialties. We're going to have big learnings on, you know, do all five specialties respond to this? Does this resonate with them? And if not, what does? And using Eloqua, we'll be able to find that. I love the flexibility of the if-then opportunities that we'll have with them.
It's so amazing that the workflow engine, the program builder, and Eloqua is amazing. I mean, I always tell people you can stand Eloqua on its ear and it'll perform beautifully. Okay, so you're right on the if then. So when you take a look at the kinds of programs, and I know that you guys have been running some pilots. So tell me kind of how you approached piloting marketing services, and tell me a little bit about what that process looked like in the pilot for marketing services.
Well, we did a soft launch in our IT dev group within that market vertical, which was a wonderful place to do it because that's where Sandy was and that's where the expertise around Eloqua was. And so we ran a couple of tests all the way through Eloqua. What we're calling the Eloqua package in Penton Marketing Services is lead life cycling, where we're not only generating leads, but we're nurturing the leads and then ultimately scoring the leads. Because one of the things that we're hearing from all of our advertiser clients is, you know, if I do purely a lead generation opportunity, say a white paper or anything with registrant data, and I give my salespeople a list of all of the people who registered, pardon me, they're going to call 10 leads, and if those first 10 leads don't respond, they're going to say, oh, this list is useless. The beauty of using Eloqua and going through the nurturing and scoring is we will have done a lot of that legwork for the salesperson. And so by the time our end result is the scored lead that is of much higher value, pardon me, I'm sorry, to the organization and to the salesperson, to the sales staff. So that buy-in from the sales staff is huge when they're saying, yes, this program absolutely generates well-qualified leads, well-scored leads, and in the scoring, again, back to that if-then opportunity that Eloqua presents itself, if what we're qualifying as an A lead is, in fact, an A lead, we're also able to learn, well, what is it that the B leads are looking for? Because our clients may have something for them as well. So there's value in every gradation of those leads.
Absolutely. And again, you know, every marketer on the planet is being charged from the VP of sales to go get us qualified leads and to nurture and take care of the top of the funnel. So what a great service that advertisers who have been working with Penton for years and the who's list of people who work with Penton, and to be able to come to you and say, can you do that legwork for me? Can you ensure that when I get these leads over to sales, that it really is an A lead and that we're not chasing things around just because they did one action, that we really can tell they're ready for a telephone call and they're ready to take that from us. So I'm assuming that you would put together, Colette, like different packages and there would be different pricing in your models that would be associated with that. So it's kind of like a services package.
Well, and the differences in the packages, ideally we were sort of charged with creating templated solutions, but we're learning that each template has a little bit of customization to it, which is fine. We're flexible that way. But when you look at how many leads a person wants, how many interactions with the customer, I mean, I think that we're going to find, and this is going to be the first time Sandy hears this, but I think we're going to end up developing Eloqua products based on the life stage of the client's business. Because I think that for new product development, there's going to be an awful lot more opportunities to learn and interact with the customer throughout the lifecycle process, where a more mature product, we may know very well, this is the point in time when this person's going to become a buyer. And so we're going to be doing an awful lot of learning as we go, which is exciting for all of us, and tweaking the products and the products that we've rolled out in. Now, we actually just launched last week, and we did an internal launch with a sort of a hand-picked group of salespeople, and it was fascinating for us, for those of us who've been sort of, focusing so much on the products, the services, the pricing, to air these out with all the salespeople, with all of their real-world experience out in the sales world. And the information they gave us was invaluable in terms of, but what about this? And what if you tweaked it this way or that way? And so we We didn't necessarily go back to the drawing board, but we definitely saw an opportunity to develop a few more packages that we hadn't even considered. So that was great information for all of us.
And again, I just want to, again, applaud you guys, because what you're doing is so sophisticated. So it's one thing to have the technology and to be able to do that, but now to be able to go out to a client and talk about, you know, I can give you a lead based on them filling out a form, but let's talk about the value of a lead if it's done certain kinds of behaviors, right?
Right.
And then
right.
to let them know that you can score that and nurture that. And even to back that up further, you know, in the traditional publishing model for lead generation, it was always about, you know, an advertiser would come to you and they'd say, I want these demographics, I want these titles and these industries, and I want it in these states, and I want companies this size.
Right.
Now an advertiser can come to you and say, and, oh, by the way, they have to have taken a look at, you know, .NET applications on your website in the last 30 days and gone to 5-plus pages. And you mm-hmm. have the power to provide that initial segmentation. So from the very beginning of the discussion with the client, you know, all the way through to, you know, what is the level of a lead and how qualified do you want it? And then also understanding how ready the advertiser's sales team is to take that. So,
mm-hmm.
for example, they may be so starved for leads that, you know, they want the A leads, but guess what? They want the B leads too, because in absence of a B lead that's got some activity, I'm picking up the phone and cold calling. Whereas
exactly.
in other organizations, they may say, no, we only want the prime A leads. Those are the only ones that we want. So you are in yourself becoming, you know, a demand generation agency and making recommendations and bringing package solutions to your advertisers. So, again, that bridge between your readership and your advertisers and your ability to marry those two together to create meaningful relationships and great business for everybody, you know, is just being exponentially grown. And I think that's a big, big, big kudos to you guys. So how do you staff for that? I mean, what does it look like to who you have to train and how do you staff to have those kinds of conversations with your advertisers?
Sandy, do you want to take that?
For marketing services, you can.
Okay.
How
do we staff? We staff dynamically. We really, you know, we set. You know, as with any marketing budget, we set our initial goal. You know, we've got a sort of a low, medium, high response since we're just rolling all of these products out. And if I could just back up for a second, not only when you were discussing what a great advantage we have because we've got the audience, we know who's on our website, another huge advantage is we can help our clients with the assets because of our content. And because of the
yeah.
editorial expertise we have on hand.
Oh, yeah.
So it really is sort of a closed loop, lead nurturing.
It's a gigantic issue for every company is content. And here
right.
you sit, you've got the contacts, you've got the content, you have the thought leadership, you have that ability to broker these great relationships between your readers and your advertisers and do it in a way where it makes everybody happy because, you know, your advertisers aren't going to be calling people who don't want to be called. They're going to be calling people who are showing all kinds of activity that tells you they'd be very interested in a discussion. So
right.
I think it's just extraordinarily, again, it's a very sophisticated program. And, again, it is, you know, I just from a business perspective, I can't wait to follow you guys through the next few months and see how everything works out for you. But you were talking, Colette, about staffing dynamically.
Right.
And
right. So we had developed a budget, anticipated, you know, response, anticipated orders for the different services. And that budget, as we developed this dynamic model, we've also got a dynamic staffing model behind it. So we've got triggers built in that, you know, if we end up, you know, if each month our sales are X, we can do it with current staffing. If it's X plus Y, this is where we're going to need to fill in. And again, that's based on the three different umbrellas: content, web services, and lead life cycling. So if we see that lead life cycling is a product that really resonates in the marketplace, we're going to know that we're going to be looking for staff with the skill set required to run that for us. If it's website, it's another issue. A lot of our solutions are white label, where we've partnered with vendors, and so the scalability is actually on their end, but it is to their advantage to scale, because as they scale for us, they're going to have a parallel revenue goal as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's fun to do.
So, Colette, do you guys like, are you using Lead Life Cycling like as a brand, as a solution, and is it on your website now?
It is. In fact, if you went to the Penton.com website, we now have a link right up top to marketing services, or you could go to PentonMarketingServices.com. I'm sorry. And see we've got a lot of cold going on in Chicago right now.
It seems to be everywhere. Woo.
Yeah. But you can see the products and services that we're starting with. And again, we are and we're just incredibly flexible in what we're going out with to see what resonates. And we do believe that it's going to be different across the different industries. Again, based upon sort of where these industries are in their life cycle and life stage. And that's, for us, is going to be huge learning all year long on what resonates in each market. Is one market more content hungry? Is one more lead life cycling hungry? Is one more digital hungry? Or are all of these products and services, you know, are there advertisers and readers in each vertical that are responding to it, which, of course, would be the best-case scenario. And so we're going to be very dynamic in the way we manage it and the way we staff up for it, and we hope that the marketplace is really going to embrace it.
I think that's a fact. I just love the flexibility, and I love that you're not afraid to say we're just going to be flexible and we anticipate huge learning. Because you don't know what you don't know at this point until you begin taking a look at that data and how people are responding and what kind of leads create the most value for your advertisers. So I love that approach. It's so refreshing, especially in a company the size of Penton. Well, we have about 13 minutes left in the show, and what I'd like to do is I want to kind of go to lessons learned. I know, Sandy, you've been at Penton for a while, and you were really the main person leading this whole initiative. So if you were talking to a new revenue marketer, what are the top 2 to 3 lessons learned that you'd like to share?
Well, my first one I would say I've referenced already, and it's around be prepared to change. Because this is really a whole new way of looking at how you manage and how you communicate with your audience and how you work together as an organization. And that's why, you know, I think during the whole process of the implementation and the project management, my role was being a cheerleader as much as it was trying to drive specific tasks. And there's a really key component around communication and, you know, working within the different types of, you know, safety nets that people have around their jobs and how this affects their jobs, it's really critical. And so that's why I feel that even though we had a very large implementation team, that, you know, having a core team as well as an extended stakeholder group is really, really key. And so, you know, regular communications on process and progress is really, really helpful. And I think that's one of the lessons learned, and why by the time we actually got around to pulling the trigger and doing the deployment within Eloqua, that was the easy part.
Excellent.
You know, so all of that work up front, and that's just, you know, pretty standard project management, but, you know, it requires having all the right stakeholders being in these discussions and being part of the communications and talking with people on a regular basis.
Completely agree. Sometimes it just seems to be something about, oh, it's coming from marketing, so it's not taken as seriously. So a lot of times it's much harder to get a broader stakeholder group. So, again, Sandy, kudos to you for being able to facilitate that. And, again, I know you had some good executive sponsorship as well, but still it was a lot to managing, and clearly it paid off for you guys.
Right. Another lesson learned, I would say, is you'll have to learn to be flexible, because once you start using a new system like any other application, things don't always perform as you would like. You have expectations around what you think it can do versus not. Sometimes there's some complexities, and then, of course, there's always those little bugs that pop up. And, you know, having the right attitude and the right people and the willingness to continually change and modify and learn and that type of skill set around people that can do that is just really, really been valuable to us. And, you know, going into this, we had a lot of conversations around who is the right person to use this system. What kind of, is it a marketer with technology experience? Is it a technical person? Is it somebody who is used to working just online? Is it web? You know, and we didn't understand or know the right kind of skill set to go into that. And so that's part of the whole learning process, is that, you know, you have to have people, I think, that really understand and are not afraid of diving in and solving problems under pressure. And, you know, not everyone can be in that, and they could come from the marketing field, they could come from, you know, a technical field, they could be ad traffickers, they could, you know, they have all kinds of different roles, but it's just the lack of fear, I guess you could say, in being in a situation where, it rests on your shoulders to try to resolve a problem. And, you know, I think we've got some really good people here working for our group.
Well, and let me just add, and Sandy is absolutely right on that, but everyone needs to know Sandy was like the perfect project manager for this. She never got flustered. She was always calm, cool, and collected. You know, she never added more, you know, fuel to any kind of flame that, you know, began. She was just, you are, Sandy, you were just always the calming voice in everything. So I think it was your leadership and being flexible and not being afraid to dive in and solve problems, and really your lack of fear. And when you've got that kind of leadership in a project management role, then it permeates down to the rest of the organization. So it kind of started with you, Sandy, so I had to make that comment.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I'd say one last learning, and again, this is all around from my perspective, is that even though it's been over a year since we've used Eloqua, we still have regular meetings where we meet with our marketing group meets and talks about best practices. And then we have regular, like weekly or every other week meetings where our implementation team meets and talks about tactics. And then we have regular discussions. And whenever we bring in new concepts and new ideas, we've identified a certain people that are Eloqua experts. But the communications around this and how to use this, because it impacts so many people, continue to be very broad. And we still have twice a month meetings where we have as many as 15 to 20 people coming to them from an Eloqua perspective. So the ongoing collaboration, making this a tool that's shared and not something that's, you know, managed in a vacuum, is really, really critical to the long-term success of the use.
Could not agree more, and that is an awesome statement. So, Colette, you've been with the company 4 months. You
Yes.
were brought on board because of your expertise in this arena and to help really bring the market and accelerate these marketing services for Penton. So rather than ask you about lessons learned, let's take out a crystal ball. And if
Okay.
you were to give me some predictions for marketing services at Penton, what would those predictions be?
Well, of course, I'm an optimist, but I think the marketplace is gonna. I think the marketplace is gonna love this.
Yeah.
From very anecdotal initial conversations with clients, part of our offerings. You know, we're spending a lot of time on lead life cycling, but we've also got a lot of web products, website design and development, search engine optimization, social media, web analytics, all of these things. That a reader could, or a client, an advertiser could get elsewhere. The fact that it's Penton, that it's a trusted source, that we've been partners with these people forever, it gives us a unique value proposition going in, which we will certainly take advantage of at every turn. But I also think the market needs it right now. And ironically, since I started here, when you look at the prognosticators out in the marketplace on where the market spending is happening. In fact, there was a great article yesterday in a B2B publication about, you know, the marketing dollars are finally flowing again. Well, we couldn't have come out with these products and services at a better time.
I got to tell you, I could not agree more. I do think the market is going to love it. I think the market already loves it. And I heard a term recently, someone referred to what you're doing as what they call the demand chain. So if you think about you being the trusted source, working with your advertisers, they can come to you for content, they can come to you for placement or branding, they can come to you for high-quality leads, and other parts of that demand chain that impact the lead flow and the influence that they can make in the market, really that's what you're doing. You, as a trusted source, are providing additional parts of that demand chain to your advertisers, and then they can take advantage of it, and it just makes so much sense. So my prediction for your marketing services group is that it's just going to be wildly successful. We know that this market, when you take a look at marketing automation systems and the ability to take a look at that online behaviors, but 8, 9, 10% saturated right now. So there is a huge need for these kinds of services. So my prediction is that you guys are going to have one heck of a 2011 and an amazing 2012 with marketing services. So anyway, well, it was so nice to chat with both of you today. Thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you so much for sharing everything with us. We hope everyone tunes in next week. Everyone have a fabulous week, and we'll see you next Thursday. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.